Just then, a bell rang, and the green girl said to Dorothy,
"That is the signal. You must go into the throne room alone."
She opened a little door, and Dorothy walked boldly through and found herself in a wonderful place. It was a big, round room with a high, arched roof, and the walls and ceiling and floor were covered with large emeralds set closely together. In the center of the roof was a great light, as bright as the sun, which made the emeralds sparkle in a wonderful manner. But what interested Dorothy most was the big throne of green marble that stood in the middle of the room. It was shaped like a chair and sparkled with gems, as did everything else. In the center of the chair was an enormous head without a body to support it, or any arms or legs whatever. There was no hair upon this head, but it had eyes and a nose and mouth, and was much bigger than the head of the biggest giant. As Dorothy gazed upon this in wonder and fear, the eyes turned slowly and looked at her sharply and steadily. Then the mouth moved, and Dorothy heard a voice say,
"I am Oz, the great and terrible. Who are you, and why do you seek me?"
It was not such an awful voice as she had expected to come from the big head, so she took courage and answered,
"I am Dorothy, the small and meek. I have come to you for help."
The eyes looked at her thoughtfully for a full minute. Then said the voice,
"Where did you get the silver shoes?"